it just looks a little too political, and we need to take the politics out of the ethics board.
That's Majority Leader Joseph Lurigo explaining why the legislature rejected the appointment of Matthew Pelkey as a Republican member of the board, filling an opening. County Executive Poloncarz made the appointment and at the last minute offered to pull it back to allow a committee interview to avoid rejection. Clearly, appointments like this are common at all levels of government, although this one is a little unusual since Pelkey is married to Amber Small, a Democrat who lost a state Senate race to Chris Jacobs in November. Poloncarz says he will make another appointment after the former legislature staffer was rejected.
He's also someone who's written extensively on ethics and ethical laws. So he's the kind of person you would expect you'd want to have on the Board of Ethics, someone who understands ethics laws. I'm disappointed. I'm going to submit another name. I've told them I fully expect them to support that individual. And who knows? They may regret not having supported Mr. Pelkey.
There are tensions across Franklin Street between Poloncarz and legislators with control up this year. At the same time, there has to be some cooperation to make government work. It will take time to see if this particular appointment is a standalone or if there will be fights from now until Election Day. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.